the Set of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight of SetOfCheese.com. With us, as always, is Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Hello, everyone.
And we have a packed house here today. My sister, Heather, from Matted Spam.
Hello.
My wife, Heather, is actually in the studio with us.
Hello.
And last but not least, Justin Carmichael from EmeraldIrofant.blogspot.com, the Jew Wario.
Hello, everybody.
You recently changed your name to the Jew Wario, which is a little strange, but why don't you briefly tell the kids what the hell that means?
Well, it was better than explaining what Emerald Hierophant or Noriaki Kakyoin was.
Everybody's favorite Caucasian Asian, Noriaki Kakyoin.
Yeah. So there was a very popular guy right now on screwattack.com. I can plug screwattack.com, can't I? Well, I guess I just
sure
did.
If I don't want you to, I can edit it out.
And he calls himself the Game Jew. And I thought, God, that's a groovy name. I wonder why I didn't.
First off, though, you have to be Jewish to have it, I would think.
Yeah. And then he's got a friend who helps him with the music, and he is called Jew Toadstool. And he wears the little Toadstool hat that, you know, from the Mario games. So I thought, well, hell, I might as well steal one of the, you know, what I can from them. And so I stole Jew Wario before anybody else claimed it. So
okay, well, congratulations. What we're going to talk about today is the McMissile trial, as it's being called, which is a pain in the ass. I hate when people add Mc in front of something just because they can.
Looking at you, McDonald's.
What's that? Yeah. Fuck off, McDonald's. Cut that shit right out. Officials at the Rappahannock Regional Jail recently completed paperwork that will let 25-year-old Jessica Hall go home to her three children. Hall has been in jail since January 4th when she was convicted of a felony for throwing a McDonald's cup full of ice and soda into the vehicle of another motorist on Interstate 95 in Stafford County, and I believe this is in Virginia, last summer. The judge in Stafford Circuit Court yesterday, well, this was not necessarily yesterday, sometime last week, suspended the remainder of Hall's two-year sentence. She was convicted of a felony, given a two-year sentence. But the judge suspended the sentence, and she is going to be given probation. But before she could be processed out of the jail, officials learned that there was a warrant for her arrest in Mississippi for passing bad checks. That's neither here nor there. What is here and there is usually I can look at news stories like this where somebody does something stupid, and in this case is punished severely for doing something quite stupid, and say, oh, I would never do anything like that. But in this case, there, but for the grace of God, go I. Because when I was 18 or 19, way back then, when I was living in Denver, Colorado, I was driving on the interstate, and I had my complete waste of space roommate with me in the car, as, you know, you usually would, because roommates.
Like you do.
This guy was an idiot. And it probably would be unethical for me to say his name, Jay. But he was a necessary evil for me at the time. He was a pain in the ass. He would do stupid things. He was just a troublemaker. But
why was he necessary then?
He was necessary.
He was the roommate. He paid half the rent.
Well, yeah, because his dad had a friend who allowed us to rent a house in North Glen as opposed to living in an apartment in a really shitty part of town. One day, one beautiful summer day, I believe this would have been beautiful summer day in 1993, maybe, we had gone to Taco Bell, as was our wont. I liked Taco Bell. And Jay always got the hot sauce. And one of the things he was doing, pretty much unbeknownst to me, was tearing the corners off the hot sauce packets and throwing them out the open window on the passenger side of my giant 1976 Oldsmobile. Well, one of these hot sauce packets happened to fly back and hit the windshield of a gold Mercedes that was traveling on the interstate behind me. Now, this gold Mercedes roars up on my left, and it happens to be a young Asian man and his girlfriend, and the young Asian man pulls out a .45 automatic and levels it at my head. And as I mentioned, it was a nice, beautiful summer day. We had gone to Taco Bell, and one of the things that I had purchased at Taco Bell was an extra large Mountain Dew. I hadn't ingested too much of this Mountain Dew to this point, and so I flung this Mountain Dew, when I saw the gun, out my window, across the lane of traffic, into his window. This giant cup of Mountain Dew and ice hit this idiot's girlfriend right in the side of her head and exploded. It went all over the inside of his gold Mercedes, all over her, all over him.
Did you have a death wish?
Well, no, I panicked. And usually when people are under the influence of a
gun, oh shit, throw soda. That'll make it better.
It was all I had. And so that's exactly what
I did.
Good
thing a baby wasn't next to you or something.
A baby?
Yeah. Chuck the baby.
Our small dog.
The baby wouldn't have had the same desired result of getting these idiots
wet.
Well, I
would hope the baby would explode.
Explode on contact. So anyway, after this happens, the girl grabs the gun because she is extremely pissed, and she levels it at my head, but she doesn't want to threaten me. She wants to kill me, and she pulls the trigger about 5 times, but luckily the gun was not loaded or I'd be sitting here podcasting a dead man. There, for the grace of God, go I, because I chucked. If this were Virginia, it would have been a felony because it would have been a missile. See, that's the law in Virginia.
How do you know it's not the law in Colorado? Just because you didn't get caught.
You're right. But it could be. But in Virginia specifically, the law is you're not allowed to throw a missile. And obviously a missile is a very general description. In this case, it was a cup of ice from McDonald's. You're not allowed to throw a missile into an occupied vehicle in traffic.
Why
and that's what Jessica
put it as
Hall
projectile,
does.
Projectile, then.
Well, obviously they want the word missile used. Either way,
can't you get it thrown out? Because it's not really a missile; it's a cup of soda.
Well, I'm not going to get this thrown anywhere because I'm not Jessica Hall's lawyer, and she's been convicted. This
so
brought
if
up
didn't do too good of a job. Then
I guess not. Either that, or that's just how shit goes down in Virginia. She was convicted. 2 years. 2 years. The jury wanted her to serve in prison for her crime, but the judge was slightly lenient and is giving her probation, although she had been in jail since January 4th already, leading up to this. But it got me thinking, you know, how many other things have happened to me in traffic that I've made a stupid decision? And, I've given you one.
Many.
Yeah. And look who's talking over there. Heather.
Yes.
I know for a fact that you have to have had some sort of road rage incidents that you can relate to our one or two listeners.
Well, yeah, I did. I've had a lot where, you know, you have the screaming matches with the people next to you and everything, but the one that always comes to mind when I think about it is when I was living down in Security, the street right in front of Whitefield High School and Whitefield Elementary is 20 miles an hour, posted speed limit always. Well, this guy behind us decided that that wasn't cool, that he needed to get there wherever he was going faster. He had, like, 3 little kids in his van and passed us on the wrong side of the road to get around us. And so, of course, you know, my ex-husband is screaming and flipping him the bird, you know, and I'm doing the same thing because it was just dumb, you know, especially with all these little kids in the car and he's zipping around us at 40 miles an hour on the wrong side of the road. Well, then when he gets to the stop sign at Hackberry and Whitefield, the guy gets out of the van and comes over and starts screaming at us through the window. You know, what the fuck do you think you're doing? Who do you think you are? Blah, blah, blah. And
well, I bet your ex-husband just about pissed his pants when that happened.
Oh, yeah. He didn't know what to do. He's just sitting there going, you were, and I'm the one doing all the screaming. And he
I'm
yelled,
not surprised.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I don't remember what he said to me, but all I know is that I reached out of the window and slapped him right across the face, and that was when he left.
Yes!
Really?
All right.
Yeah. Wow, I hope the statute of limitations has run out on that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Colin.
Yes?
I know that you're probably not going to be very helpful on a topic like this because you are probably the most annoyingly careful driver that I've had the occasion to follow anywhere. But why don't you see if you can add something to this conversation.
Yeah, that kind of ties in with the one story I have to relate. I was on my way down Garden of the Gods on the far side of it toward Nevada, and I must have just been going a little too slow for this guy. I mean, I was in my Kia, so you have to worry if the brakes are going to work by the time I reach the bottom anyway. So I'd want to go a little slowly. And he jumps into the right lane, speeds past me, pulls in front of me, and we both end up at the stoplight, one right after the other. He's in the, at the same time, and, like, there's one or two cars ahead of him in, to turn. The light turns green. They go. He pulls up to the light and stops so that I have to wait behind him, and everybody else that's behind me is stuck behind him. Then when the light turned red, he went so that none of us could go.
Ah!
And I was like, oh, my God, you are so full of anger. What the hell is wrong with you?
You need a hug.
Yeah, really. He needs a hug or like a 2x4 up against the head. But yeah.
You're probably more likely to give the hug, though.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm all out of 2x4s. Have a hug.
That's right.
I still got a hug in me.
I know there was an incident with Heather and I when we were somewhere. Some lady was screaming at us.
Why don't you get that straight in your mind while we go to Justin? And Justin has outlined this event for me already, which makes me regard Justin with just a little bit more caution than I used to.
I've got a couple, but the one I related to you was time I chased the guy down in Tallahassee. And,
just to watch him die.
Well, I had just gotten off of work, and at a place that you get late out of work at, and in Tallahassee there's nothing around.
Was this a whorehouse?
Oh yeah. I'd rather not use the name or term in case somebody is actually listening from Tallahassee or might be
the pussy.
Play it dangerous.
Mr. Pussy to you.
That was his name back then.
Yes. I have changed it since.
Justin to, Pussy Dick Carmichael.
Weed, we don't like to talk about the pussy days. at least not
me. Brings back bad memories.
Stop. So anyways, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm driving home, and this guy is just being an ass, and I guess he must have been drunk because he and his buddy were just hanging out of the window. And so they're basically dancing the car around me, coming up the left side, slowing down, coming in front of me, slowing way down, going past the right side, and just doing these circles around me while just making these obnoxious noises hanging out the window. Not throwing any.
Maybe they just wanted some pussy.
They wanted some pussy from me, baby. Yes. Anyways. So I'm already in a bad mood because it's 1 o'clock in the morning and I have to go back home and I'm not tired and I need to go to sleep. So I decide to follow them and I start to accelerate on their tail and then I decelerate and I'm turning my lights on and my turning my lights off. Well, I can obviously see them turning their heads in the, from the street lights and everything. They're turning around like, oh my God, this guy's following us, So they turn down a road. And I'm thinking to myself, self,
is this too stupid yet?
No. I need to teach these guys a lesson. So I follow them. And they turn down a road. And they try the red light thing. I run the red light. There's nobody driving in Tallahassee at 1 o'clock in the morning. So,
screw the rules.
I'm not feared for it. So they finally pull into a parking lot. A very well-lit parking lot, and they park way over there, and I park, and I've got my lights, and I turn my brights on, and they're the only car in this parking lot. And I turn my lights on, then I come out, I open my door, and I usually keep a hammer underneath my seat.
To bash people's kneecaps so in who piss them
off. Because his side job is that of Thor. Yes.
I am the god
Mighty
of
god
thunder.
Of thunder.
And so here I am. I get out, and I just open the door, and I bring out the guys start to get out, and they're like, what the hell are you? And I bring up the hammer just above my head, and I put it so that I'm just kind of resting my hand on, and there's the hammer sticking out like, oh, yeah, you want a piece? Boom. They get into their car, and they speed off, and I'm thinking, yes, justice has been served. By the mighty god of vengeance, that is Justin.
Okay.
And I drove home.
All
very
right,
satisfied. Very satisfied. I wasn't thinking to myself the next day, oh my God, what the fuck did I do? I still think, I still look back upon that with pride. With
fine.
But nowadays, you can just never know. Who you might piss off.
Well, that's almost akin to bringing a knife to a gunfight. But in this case, you turned out okay. There was another incident that happened to me in Denver at one point, and it seemed I was always cutting people off, perhaps in that big old Oldsmobile of mine. I just can't remember all the time. But in this case, I was up in Thornton. That's not far from the school I went to when I was living up there, and this guy. He started gesturing. I don't know if I'd cut him off or was going too slow or too fast or too something for him, but he was upset. And he stopped at a stop sign, I think, and I was behind him, and he got out of his car. And he's walking towards me. And I get out of my car, and I didn't approach him. I just said, get the fuck back in your car now. And it stopped him. It stopped him cold. He's like, oh, crap, what do I do now? And he got back in his car. And he slams the door, and just about the time he slams the door, his young daughter feels it's time to peek up over the back seat to see what's going on, just as he pounds the gas. And she took a header into the back window.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And then back into the back seat and then disappeared. And I was thinking, as I'm between just cracking up laughing and feeling terrifyingly guilty, I was thinking, that's what she gets.
That's what
she gets for riding with Dad. Mm-hmm. That's all I can figure.
Man. I do feel very satisfied, however, when you do the non-aggressive, aggressive road rage, where you can see in your rearview mirror the person speeding up, weaving through traffic, really dickweed type of action. And so, you know, two lanes of traffic, so you slow down the car, and you pace the car next to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you box
and you
their
box
ass
them in.
And then you start to speed up, and he quickly changes into your lane, and then you slow down. And he quickly changes into their lane, and then you speed up a little bit, and then he quickly changes into their lane, and then you slow down, and oh, that's just...
It's the most
so that was
thing ever.
Yes. That was you in front of me the other day, huh?
So, Colin...
Yeah,
you've had some time to ruminate on this this shared incident with you and Heather. So
right, but I don't remember enough of it, and she doesn't remember it at all. So instead, I'll talk about when I was living in Pueblo, driving my motorcycle around.
Pueblo.
Yeah, I had a friend on the back of it, and it was a tiny like 250cc motorcycle, so it could barely carry the both of us. And we were on the west side at night.
West side.
Yeah, and there was a car full of Chicanos that pulled up next to us.
I'm sorry, did you just say Chicanos?
Oh, yes.
I think
what?
I don't think I've heard that ever.
Well, Chicano, really?
Anyway, and they were giving us crap for being a couple of white boys on the west side at night on a motorcycle.
Yeah, 250cc.
So that's what they were giving you crap for.
Right. Well, my friend decides it's a great time to start insulting them.
Oh.
Nice.
So I had to
fail.
I had to just gas it and try to get out of there, but it was so heavy. We did a wheelie and he almost fell off the back, which would have served him right. But
leave him
and they
to
chased
die.
Us for a bit, but being on a motorcycle, I could go places they couldn't. So
there we go. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. Shut up.
And you can't remember anything. Anything.
I just remember there was some lady that we somehow she was pissed off at us, or she did something stupid that pissed us off, and I think Heather cussed at her, and I think she heard her.
Again, why am I not surprised?
But I don't remember this at all. I guess, you know, all these road rage incidents have just, you know...
They blur into
they're blocked
one.
In the back
there's
of
been
mind.
So many of them. They
so
just blend
many.
Together.
Yeah,
so
many.
If they have all blended together, you could just give us, like, one big fictional synopsis. It would be great.
Well, you know what my favorite one is? And it was kind of... It goes with what Justin was talking about.
You have
about.
A favorite?
I do have a favorite, because it was like what Justin was talking about, how you're playing the
with
games.
With the hammer or the car?
No, the car thing.
Speed up, slow down, speed up,
where you
slow
get
down.
To play the games. But I was on Powers, and I was coming up. There was this guy that just... I was in the left-hand lane, and this guy just came flying up on the car next to me in the right-hand lane and decided, you know, okay, this guy's going too slow. And I was going probably 60, and this guy whips in behind me and almost takes the back end of my car off. So I'm pissed at him, and I thought, screw him. So I slammed on my brakes, and he was so pissed at me. And he's just riding behind me, and I'm pacing the car next to me. And pretty soon here comes Drennan, and I have to turn, so I speed up really fast, and I get in front of the car, and he speeds up and gets in front of the car, so he's still behind me, and it's a one lane, you know, going up Drennan. And when it finally splits into two where I can turn and he's next to me, he's sitting there flipping me off and yelling at me and cussing at me, so I blew him a kiss, and then I turned, and he was so mad. I was like, I win.
Well, I'm not sure that they keep stats. I'm not sure that on Sports... I'm not sure that on SportsCenter they have traffic winners and losers.
I bet there's somewhere. It's in there.
Somewhere.
I've got a little mark in my win column.
It's in hell.
I have,
probably, yeah.
I have done the speeding up and slowing down, and then, gosh, it was on I-25. Bad place to be. Have road rage.
Not a good place to
but
do that.
But nonetheless, this guy, I'm fairly, hopefully confident that he wasn't going to be pulling a gun on me. But he's going back and forth, and it goes into three lanes of traffic. And he's still trying to get past the three cars that are, I guess, have kind of logged into each other's minds, you know, like, oh, this guy's really an asshole. Hey, let's pace each other. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Cooperation.
So all three of them are just, and he's just furious. So I have to turn on Bijou. And so I get into the lane, and he zooms past me, and all of a sudden he hits roadblock. The cars are backed up. And so I'm going by him in the turn lane, and I just turn and I point and I roll down the window and I point and I laugh at him. And you can just see him looking out the window, and his face is just like, I hate everybody. Why is this happening?
Life sucks. Well, there was one instance where I was pretty satisfied. It was late at night. I won because I wasn't terrifyingly impatient. I was coming down 8587, Highway 8587, not far from Studio de Chevalier here in Colorado Springs, Colorado, after a hockey game. And my hockey games are pretty late, so this was around midnight, maybe 12:30. And the light cycle is different that late at night. And there was a guy, the speed limit on Highway 8587 is about 50, but this guy was doing about 75. And he wanted so badly to get we were turning at Main. We were both going to be turning at Main, but he didn't want to be behind me. Behind me was the worst place in the world to be. And so he was really trying his best to get around me on the right side before the turn. And I was like, no, I'm going to go just as, I got in the turn lane, and he whipped into the milk store because he figured he'd catch the light. But because it was after 9 p.m., I got the arrow.
Yep.
And so I just waved as I turned. It's like, see ya, pal, dumbass. Jesus, how stupid do you have to be? Stupid.
What about the one, Derek, when the cone zone was down there? The lady, remember what you told me?
Oh, my God.
Tried to go past you for work, and the redemption was just, immediate.
They were doing construction. They were adding another lane, and this was very recent. There was a strange little cone zone that they had coned off a turn lane, and then you could go up a little ways, but you then had to merge into traffic. And people were confused the first week, at least, because it changed the dynamic. Yeah, I was going into the turn lane, and I wasn't going to go because there was a lady in the straight going straight through the light already on the highway, and I was just waiting. Well, she saw me, and she panicked and apparently thought that I was just going to cut right in front of her, so she tried to cut in front of me. But instead, she ran right into all the poles that separated, that were keeping her safe from me. And just plowed through it and just completely fucked up her little Ford Festiva.
Oh, no.
And I'm just staring at her like, I cannot believe that just happened. And so at the stoplight, I did what you did. I rolled down the window and I pointed and I laughed. And I said, you made my day. Usually people aren't that fucking stupid. And I just I laughed all the way to work. And she's got this look on her face like, She couldn't argue because she had probably done the stupidest thing I've ever seen anybody do. She thought I was going to just jut right out in front of her, and so she tried to cut me off, and instead she blew through the only thing keeping her safe from me, other than the fact that I wasn't going to do anything to her. So yeah, that was fun.
Good satisfaction.
Yeah.
Do you remember that time when we were on Academy, we were in the Beast, your big old car, Oldsmobile or whatever it was, and those people cut you off, and you started following them? And they cut off, they went down like Astrozon or something, but we could see them. We were still on Academy, and we could see them on the side roads, and they were going, because they could still see that you were trying to get to them.
No, you know.
Do you remember that?
Had a chase scene?
That does not ring a bell. I mean, I've had more than one chase scene. Actually, when I lived up in Denver,
just never gotten out of your car with a hammer.
No. Another
Only a bat.
Another byproduct of my idiot roommate, I think he threw trash out the window, and it got too near a motorcyclist, and he ended up chasing me through some side streets in North Glen.
Oh, wow.
And that was you try to outrun a motorcycle in a 76 Oldsmobile.
Not likely.
It's a challenge, but you got to be willing to break a few laws to win. And I was 19, so I won.
I guess I had won, but I didn't really intentionally do what you all have been talking
about.
None
of this is intentional, and none of this is recommended. Well, kids, if you're listening,
don't do this
when
at
you
all.
Get your driver's licenses, kids. Don't try this on the road.
Bad stuff.
We
bad
know you stuff. Will, but don't blame us.
I could have gotten
your kids
shot.
Are listening to us, huh?
Because I just remember I was driving down Academy. This was back when I was in college, and I was driving home after school. It was like 9:30, something like that. And this carload of wannabe gangbangers pulls up next to me, and they're like, hey! hey, baby! I can hear him shouting, and I'm like, I am not looking over. I am not looking over. And they're, like, making gestures, and I can see him out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, oh, God, are they going to, like, shoot me at the light? And they just kept, you know, doing the whole pull over, pull in front of you, slow down kind of thing. Well, they kept doing that for a while, and then they got in front of me, and I don't remember where they were going, but for some reason it was the same way I was going. So I was following behind them, and they kept turn around. They're like, oh my God, she's following me. And it ended up scaring them off because they floored it and turned right before I was going home. But sorry, it's not really road rage, but never mind.
Wow, that was a great story.
Thanks. Tell it again sometime, ass.
Actually, one of the worst byproducts of my having having had a rage incident was not too long ago. Where Colin and I work, it's at the top of a big hill. And sometimes I'll stop at Walmart or the gas station, and then I just go straight through the light up the hill, where I expect, you know, people to follow the traffic laws and yield the right-of-way to me when I have the green light. Well, this small car, her light was red, and instead of stopping, and my light was green, and I'm coming, she just blows through it and turns up the hill. And so I'm on her ass, flipping her off. Well, we work with her.
Oh, no.
And so that went over like a fart in a diving helmet. But she failed to yield the right of way. I want you to know that. She failed to yield the right of way, and that's a punishable offense.
Yeah, that was her punishment.
I did feel bad, though, because she thought I was following her. I was. We were going to the same place.
You just have to laugh about that now.
Yeah, really. But one of the strangest episodes of road rage I've ever experienced really had nothing to do with me, which was strange, or any idiot roommate. I was, back when I worked at the Gazette, I would get off late at night, early in the morning. And in this one instance, I had turned onto Union, I believe, from Pikes Peak. And as I did, this car pulled up to my right and started gesturing. But they had tinted windows. The window was only down halfway, and they were yelling at me and gesturing and being very threatening. And I'm thinking, what did I do? Who the hell are these people? And they were chasing me. And so what I did was I slowed down just enough so that they'd pull up beside me going up Union. And I looked over, and I couldn't tell if the guy had a gun or not, so I punched it. He punched it and stayed with me. And then I slammed on the brakes and turned and got the hell out of there. And that was kind of that was almost satisfying, because you see the look on their face like, wait a minute! That's cheating! And I was gone.
And you still never, like...
I still don't know exactly what...
An arm hanging out of your trunk or anything?
Don't know exactly what that was. But I do know that I got to use the movie trick of punching it, slamming on the brakes, and getting the hell out of there. Punch it, go. Punch it, go.
Wow.
Anybody else?
Nah,
not really.
Oh, just wow.
So many stories,
so many misguided misadventures, things that really, you know, we should all regret these. We should regret these with maybe your, I know you probably still feel proud about your hammer thing, whatever.
But see, the only reason I feel good about the hammer thing is because it was the one time that I
made a difference in a child's life.
Yes, and what a difference it was. No, I've always been very weak. My entire life, when I was the runt of the school in junior high school. I mean, it was that bad. I was always very weak.
So this hammer thing was
were you bullied?
Was your big uprising
this was
against
me,
everybody that
yeah,
ever
this
coming
was me
of age.
Taking a stand, reaching down, grabbing my nuts, and just finally saying, "Fuck all y'all! I'm gonna, you know, I'm not gonna let you walk over me." That's the only reason why I feel good about the thing. But
and it's probably a good reason why I now regard you with caution. And now, Heather, you had your hand raised.
I did.
As if this were class. So,
well, he was talking. I didn't want to interrupt him.
Why don't you? Yeah, well, don't interrupt him because he'll hit you with a hammer.
That's true. I know. See?
So why don't you close this week's show?
Okay. This has got an odd twist at the end, which I think makes it interesting.
Ooh.
But where Colin used to live, the back gate, you'd come in the back gate and there was a stop sign. You know, and if anybody was coming from, you know, either direction, you know, that you waited for them to go by. Well, I had come in the back gate. I had his daughter with me in the back seat of my car. And so I'm coming around, and this guy in this big black Grand Am just comes flying through that back gate and almost runs the stop sign. I mean, he's half out into the intersection, and I'm screaming and flipping him off because, you know, he's almost run into me in my car, and Jordan's in there. And I pull into the parking spot in front of Colin's apartment, and this guy stops behind me, gets out, and starts screaming at me, "I fucking stopped, bitch!" And I got out of the car and I looked at him. I was like, you stopped halfway in the intersection and we're yelling back and forth, you know. And he's like, you know, you want a piece of me? But he's walking down the sidewalk as he's saying it, you know. And he gets in his car and he drives off and then he parks like two buildings down and he's still yelling at me and doing the, you know, come get a piece of me gesture.
People are always very, very bold when they're not near you.
Yes, I know. You know, and I'm ready. You know me. I'm ready. I'll take a piece of him. And he, but he wouldn't, you know, come and have anything to do with me once, you know, all tough when he was away from me. But we went inside and I'm just fuming at this guy, just fuming. And we had to go back out to go get something. And this guy drove by and he stopped and he goes, hey, I'm really sorry about that. You know, I did blow the stop sign and there was no way that, you know, that I was going to stop. If, you know, I could have run into you and I understand why you were mad. You had the little girl in the car and I'm really sorry. Nobody's ever apologized to me before when they've pissed me off like that.
Wow. That's quite a way to end the show, on an up note.
Yes, an up note.
After admitting many of our shortcomings and failures, we end on an up note where you were still the bad guy, and he was the good guy. He apologized.
Well, I apologized back.
Aw.
And he was the bad guy. He did blow the stop sign.
He admitted that he was going to blow that stop sign. He goes, I wasn't going to stop. You had every right to yell at me.
Aw, well, that was so nice. Well, everybody, hey, thanks for listening. And I know you, if you had any respect for us going in, you probably have none coming out, but that's okay. As always, thanks for listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight of sonofcheese.com. With us, as always, Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
Drive safe, everyone.
Special guests this week include my sister Heather from Matted Spam.
Bye-bye.
My wife, Heather, was here. Oh, here she comes. Here she comes.
Bye.
And Justin Carmichael, Professor Noriaki Kakuin, everyone's favorite Caucasian Asian, the Jew Wario from Emerald Hierophant of Blux.com.
I won't hit you with a hammer, I promise.
Okay, everybody. We'll see you back again next Wednesday.